The best tea in the city.
This is Ntabile Ntikotsi, the founder of the Young Women in Business Network, YWBN. You are listening to the best tea in the game. Ntate Mokwele, kasibele, on my top 10 at 10 on the best tea in the city, only on Kai FM 95.9.
Hey, yeah, they said be careful what you wish for. She put it out there. I don't know. It's again. I see the winds are blowing at Kaya. And this was it early this year or last year?
No, this was like 3 weeks ago.
Never.
2 weeks.
It was not. Was it?
Yeah.
She then says, Kaya FM management or whoever is in control now, better not move that man until he interviews me. So my worry is, Tato, after today, I agree with you until. He said, that man must interview me first before they move him from the best tea in the city. So should I stay after this?
Of course.
Oh, okay. How long have you been
doing this?
Okay. Okay.
Kitten le kai.
Where, na man?
Hey.
Halala shine. Halala shine. I get it, you've been warming up, talking to other radio stations, because that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You warm up Gabona and you come for the final.
Yes.
Thank you. She announces yesterday that this is the last interview because she needs to now sit behind the desk and work hard.
Yes.
It's been a journey, wasn't it?
And Tumukule, let me start first by greeting Kaya FM listeners. Dumelang ko kaye, dumelang ka modikoloing, everywhere you are.
Oh, yes. Even on Kaya TV, hello.
Hello, hello. Yo, it's been a long journey.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about just the journey of the mutual bank, but the journey started in 2009.
Okay.
When I left formal employment to join entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And I decided to explore.
Yes.
So the story goes back that far.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, here you are, 2009. You leave the comfort and the security of knowing where your money comes from.
Yes.
Why entrepreneurship?
Sure. I believe I'm a born entrepreneur. Mm. Both my parents are entrepreneurs. So I'm born in an entrepreneurial family.
Oh, okay.
So business to me is natural.
Okay.
I've seen my parents' businesses on a high. I've seen them on a low. So my father is a firm believer of family meetings. And
oh,
yeah,
okay.
No, we discuss business. We have family meetings. We have strategic sessions at home.
Jeez.
So that to us is normal. For me, it's normal to have these discussions. It's
yes.
normal for us to say, hey, Ikari, this business has reached a ceiling. What
yeah.
do we do?
Yeah.
And then we have to come up with different ideas or we think you should go this route. And yeah, so that's where kinyanzelitswele.
Thank you.
Yes.
Now, take me back into this house. When you say we, how many?
So there's five of us at home. Luckily, thank God, both my parents are still alive.
We are so lucky.
So we have, I'm the girl number 4 or 5. Mm. I was last born for a very long time.
Oh, okay.
Until my younger brother came along, but
okay.
I was the youngest for a very long time. And then he came along. So there's 5 of us.
Mm.
All 5 of us, others are working and in business. You know, there's the element of business
okay.
in all 5 of us.
Yeah.
So it's a, and it's strange that even now, if you meet my father, he's still very active, you
okay.
know. Because
yes.
my dad at this age, he would come and say, hey, what's about Kobo Tshabelo? And that's where I'm from.
Okay.
Kobo Tshabelo ke batla Disney. And I'm sure batong. How batun Disney? Kobo Tshabelo.
How young is this man now?
He is in his late 60s,
oh,
and he'd be like,
young
very young man.
Yes.
And he's not slowing down anytime soon.
Yeah.
And then he would be like, you know, I want Banaba Mbotshabelo Babeli Disney, you know? And we look at him like, ah, Baba, nakwe hao, if it dile. Now it's time for youngsters.
Yeah.
I remember when the SASSA thing was going on, or no, there was a time when SASSA grants, they wanted to establish micro businesses in townships, you know. And my mother was like, yeah, maybe this is, because at home, my mother runs a manufacturing and school uniform store for close to 40 years now.
Oh, okay.
So that's what she's been doing for the past 40 years.
Okay.
So she was like, yeah, maybe I can diversify my business and get into this finance. And I look at her and I'm like, wait till you're all in your 60s.
Yes, yes.
But yet your mind is still on some opportunities. What do I do? So that's where I get it from.
You tell a story about how you grew up watching them.
Yes.
Running a school?
A school uniform. It's called Dikotsi school uniform.
Yes.
Yes.
And this is in Botswana.
Yes.
And you guys are where you are today because of the hustle that these two had. But what were they doing before the school? Did they just start running the school uniform shop, or Libona, they did what you just did, left the security of being employed and went into entrepreneurship?
So this is the story. So my father was working for a company, a deliverer de buka, so books, yes. Right? So when he was delivering books, then he built relationships with different suppliers, customers, and so forth. And then I guess that's where he got it from, to say, actually, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
So he left that and started his own thing, which is, I think my father was one of the first people to own a bookstore, right?
Okay.
He was one of the first black people to actually serve on a book association, right? So they tell a story of when they were busy selling these books to different schools, then they started asking about uniform. Hore, how about you also, you know, suppliers with uniform? And that's how then the uniform, you know, started.
Yeah.
And then that's when my mother started the manufacturing.
Where was she before the...
My mother taught for like 6 months. She was supposed to be a teacher. So she said she went and taught for like 6 months. And then after that, she was like, no, you're great.
Let me run this uniform.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you very much. I'm going to go my entrepreneurial route.
Yes.
So so basically she's been her own boss since forever. So she's been a working mother. She's been a businesswoman. I mean, she's the mother of five a wife. So I've seen her juggle everything.
Yeah.
And for me, I was like, I hear people say you can't do it all. I'm like, no, but I've seen my mother.
Yes.
My mother has done it all
with
the support, of course.
Yeah.
So she had a great support system.
Yeah.
They stayed with my father's family, my parents, or my grandparents, for a very long time until they passed on. So she enjoyed that great relationship and the support from the family.
I'm talking to Ntabile Dikotsi. We've been reading about her. She's been making news, the first woman to own a mutual bank. And we'll get into that journey in a short while. But I think what is important is to really try and carve this story around where it all began, the upbringing and all of that. And not only that, she's an avid Kaya FM listener. We haven't played Castro and Mama Busimhlongo in forever. And you decided that we should bring it back. Why that song?
You know, I don't listen to music, funny enough. I don't listen to radio. I prefer silence.
Okay.
I can drive from here to Botshabelo with no sound. Yeah. That's me.
Yeah.
But then the first time I tuned on Kai FM and I heard you on radio, I was like, I can listen to this guy for 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
So you're the only person in my car that I can play for 3 hours.
Listen, can we go now?
So when I heard that song, I mean, you played that song back in the day.
Oh, yes.
And that was my song, you know? So I have Scheme, my friends that I grew up with from boarding school. And Bakang was like, so I'm like this. When I discover a song, even if it's 3 years later, because everybody's like, Tablin, Kaniti, this song was, you know? And I'll play this song called Scheme, and Bakang will be like, Manarona, can you hear your song? And I'm like, yeah, this is my Kaya FM song.
Yeah.
Timo plays this song. So that song is our song. When I was trying to get it, I was like, the only person who knows this song,
Kaya
Bakang.
Yeah, there you go.
So yeah, I got hooked. You are the best like that.
Ah, no, thank you so much. We'll be right back. Let's take a break. It is Kaya FM 95.9 and Saka. Yeah, no, go right again. Tabeleng has taken us to the archives and bringing out songs that we haven't played in a while. And they sound so good, so nice and refreshing. You saw them live?
I did. So during the former executive mayor and Tete Montle Kungubele for Ekurhuleni. I worked very closely with the Ekurhuleni municipality at some point. So they had an event. I remember we went there, right? Yes. Just an evening event called Jemiston Lake.
They had
a marquee. It was a huge event.
Yeah.
And Mafikizolo was performing live. They performed this song. You know, the former minister Nomvula Mokonyane.
Yes.
Right. She wore these high heels.
Yeah.
Like everybody who knows Mami.
No, she's
proper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Nane, we will go front, go staging.
Yes.
Really too.
Cheers, sir.
Mama and I said, get down. Una saka, ne?
Yeah.
And I was like, there is no way. I am letting her. Asaka home feet. So it was like, saka. I'm like, yo, di krempe, but one. So that's like my song. So each time that song plays, it takes me back to that day. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It is Kaya 95.9 and Tabelin Dikotsi. The woman that much talked about women in business, Gugule Tumfupi spoke about her. And looking at the breakthrough that she has done when the Reserve Bank gave her the license to open up a mutual bank. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's been a long journey, a painful journey.
Sure. It's...
What, 4 years?
Yo, Ntate Mokole, it's... I didn't anticipate it. Naturally, I'm a self-believer. You know,
yeah.
I hype myself up and I'm like, yeah, we're going to... I'm very quick to say, let's do it.
Sure.
I'm very quick.
Yeah,
and the good thing about my journey is that I have surrounded myself with like-minded people. So my team is all entrepreneurs.
Okay.
It's people that left their formal employment to pursue business.
Cool.
So we hype each other up, right? So when I heard about this, I was actually in Switzerland. I was invited by the Department of Small Business representing women from South Africa in Switzerland.
Okay.
So I'm in Switzerland, Loos Nomvula, who invited me through the department. And she says to me, Ntabeleng, you know, you run a network, you've done investment, a group investment before. So I believe in BEE. I know people don't say, hey, BEE benefited politicians and whatnot. Look, I am who I am because of BEE, right? So previously I had done, in 2011, let me take you back. So in 2011, I had a privilege of inviting the former president, Thabo Mbeki.
Okay.
So let me tell you a story of how I did that.
Yeah.
So I'm invited to this event where the former president, we are not supposed to call him former.
Yeah.
We call him president for life.
Yes.
So President Thabo Mbeki was engaging with young people.
Yes.
And a friend of mine, Fatin, says, my friend, there's this event at the Thabo Mbeki Foundation. Let's go. I go to this event. I get these young, beautiful minds. You know, people are speaking. It's lawyers, accountants, young people.
Yeah.
And people are talking about African Renaissance.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know, I have an event coming up in August.
Yeah.
And President Thabo Mbeki is talking about empowering young people.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, So, may his soul rest in peace, former Ambassador Khumalo.
Yes.
He was the CEO of the Thabo Mbeki Foundation.
Okay.
So, the mic is roaming, and then the mic, you know,
lands on you.
It's taking long. Okay. And I'm like, no, Ambassador, I'm good. My voice is loud enough.
No microphone.
Yeah, I don't need microphone. I'm loud enough.
Yeah.
And Ambassador's like, no, you need a mic, you know. So, we wait for the mic. Mic comes, and I'm like, President Thabo Mbeki, my name is Ntabeleng Dikotsi.
Yes.
I'm the founder of Young Women in Business Network.
Yeah.
On the 25th of August, at this time, I'm inviting you to be my speaker at my event. The room went quiet.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? You know, like 3 seconds later, I realized that the room went quiet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'm still waiting for my answer. And everybody started laughing.
Yes, so
that was in Feb. And then I was told, Mokoni was like, no, that's not how you invite the president.
Yes.
And I'm like, it's done. So tell me the process now. So let's do the process. So
and then I'll do
the
formal
after. And then thereafter, it was in Feb.
Yeah.
I called every Monday. I had a standing conversation with Ambassador Khumalo every Monday. He knew my voice. I'd call Ambassador, how are you today? I'm just checking up on you. Because they said, no, the president, he's traveling and whatnot. So they're not sure if he'll be in the country and whatnot. So I built that relationship from Feb up until July.
Yes.
When he called me, I was driving. The first time he called me.
Yes.
And I'm driving and he says, I'm like, your ambassador, wait, I'm parking. So I parked.
Yeah, because anything can happen.
He's calling me. I've been calling him since Feb.
Yeah.
And then he says, our guy will be in the country. I'm like, really? He says, yeah, but not on the 25th, on the 26th. I'm like, ambassador,
I'll postpone it.
No, it's the next day.
Yeah.
I'm going to rearrange everything.
Yeah.
Even if he said he's coming in September, I was going to change everything so that he comes to the event.
Yes.
So I was able to then, I was able to host the President Thabo Mbeki.
Wow.
But check this out. I don't understand the politics of that time. It was that time when people were saying, is he cope? Is he not?
Oh, yeah.
You know that time?
Yes, yes.
He was not in the public for a long time.
Yes.
He was seen in the public through my event.
Ah.
I was calling the media, everybody, sponsorships, everybody, and everyone's like, no.
You can't touch
right?
This. Yeah.
Until he said yes. Now, everybody was calling me, but I don't have sponsorships, like zero.
Yes.
2 days before the event, I call I'm like, no, I run a network. That's why I run a network. So I'm going to call people to link me up with the executive mayor of Ekurhuleni. Because according to politics, the president cannot come in his region without him coming and welcoming him. Protocol. So I call him. Luckily, he answered. I'm like, executive mayor, you don't know me. This is who I am. I've been liaising with your department for this long, and nobody's listening to me. President Thabo Mbeki is coming to your region. You're supposed to come and welcome him. You are not going to do that at my event until you guys sponsor me. And he said, have you spoken to this person? When he mentioned the name, I said the surname because I had followed the process. He said to me, I'll call you back in 5 minutes. We were doing high fives. High five. This event is sponsored.
Yes.
In 2 days, the event was sponsored.
Wow.
And that's how we did it. And then the rest is history.
Now, take me to you going to the Reserve Bank.
Yes.
Why the bank?
This is my dream, right? So I believe, when I was doing research, that event, yeah, President Thabo Mbeki, that's when I found out that stock firms make 50 billion rand a year.
Yes.
So, I mean, we all have stock firms. We belong good stock firms. We know what stock firms are. But we never thought of it as how much it accumulates to.
Mm.
So when I found out it accumulates to 50 billion, I was like, no, let us use the stock firm model to buy shares in white-owned entities that are looking to transform.
Mm-hmm.
At least it's a start.
Yes.
That's what I did. So we own shares in Namlok, which is distribution, warehousing, and logistics company, right, through the same model.
Yeah.
And then I was like, but buying into white-owned entities that we know nothing about, we don't understand their culture, it doesn't make sense.
Mm.
Let us build and create our own wealth. And for me, the only way to do that is through a bank, because a bank is purely deposit taking, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Reserve Bank is there to regulate depositors' funds.
Mm-hmm.
This is my dream. 10 million people saving 200 rand a month, right? That accumulates to 24 billion a year.
Sure.
You can imagine how many industries we are going to build, how many jobs we are going to create through 10 million people just saving 200 rand a month. 200 rand means absolutely nothing on my own, you as an individual. But 200 rand...
as a collective.
It's a lot of money. And that needs to be done by entrepreneurs, not government people, because they're not entrepreneurs.
Mm.
Government is there to design policy and make our environment conducive.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up to us as business people to create these jobs. So that's my dream.
Sure.
The only way for me to achieve that, it was through us getting a banking license so that we can accept depositors' funds. And then we'll then be able to, you know, there's so many people who work around with contracts.
Yes.
That are worth multi-millions. That can create so many jobs. But there's lack of access to capital.
Exactly.
How about we work together and support those people, and in such a way that obviously when they grow and are sustainable, they will create jobs.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that.
Though simple, however,
the hurdles, the hoops that you must jump through to get it done? How long did it take you?
I remember. So I write an email to the Reserve Bank and I'm like, we're YWB and CFI, we have over 10 million. We want to register as a mutual bank. They write an email back to say, thank you very much. We are the regulator. We can't be a referee and a player. Go to the audit firms. They're the ones that put applications together. Those are consultants. Mm-hmm. They're going to cost us money,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I was like, first email, I'm like, but how, you know? And they have a clause that's standard that says they can't, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay. The last time a bank was registered was in 2001, 2002. Up until the new ones that were registered 2018, 2019. So there's a gap of new banks being registered. Mm. Therefore, there's a gap of skilled people that are able to put applications together.
Aha.
So it's a rare skill to have to put a banking application together, right?
Mm.
I'm innovative. I'm an entrepreneur. I believe in collaboration. I believe in barter deals.
Yes.
The lack of money for me means absolutely nothing.
Mm.
As long as I can get the service from somebody else, good for me.
Yeah.
So I go out and I say, okay, I'm going to put together a group of black consultants, because I am pro-black and I'm unapologetic about it.
Good.
I'm going to put together a group of black consultants that are like-minded, that want to achieve the same thing as me.
Mm.
Guys, I don't have money to pay you to put this application together.
Yes.
You have the skills as a collective to put this application together.
Yes.
Let us put this application together. This is what this bank will mean for us. Create an opportunity for yourself, for the future.
Yeah.
You will not get anything now.
Yes.
So let's work and get this for the future. They agreed. So I have a group of black consultants, Stillwaters, Brand New Harvest, TGR attorneys.
Mm.
So that's a group that I put together.
Yeah.
To put an application together, Ditamukwele, anything more than 15 million rand. So there's a 10 million that's required by the Reserve Bank as a capital minimum requirement.
Yes.
To put an application together, more than 15 million rand, it took us over 4 years. That 15 million, they thought it would be like in a year, you know?
Yes.
A year became two. It became three. It became 4 years. And we stuck it out, and we really did. And and then we went through, we want the bank to be majority black woman owned, right?
Mm.
We went into meetings where on the other side is other races that are saying, we have the money, we have the systems. You, like, what are you bringing to the table? I'm like, we are black women.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our institution. This bank must be owned by a majority black woman.
Yes.
We walked away from deals where we were offered money to say, but this bank will be white majority owned. And we said, no, we are not fronting. We are not going to sell our souls, because it's literally selling your soul.
Mm-hmm.
So we walked away from such deals, because we wanted, ours was to convince the Reserve Bank to say, Reserve Bank, We really need this first black woman or majority owned to be black owned. We don't have a black owned bank in the country that is genuinely black owned.
Mm.
So it was that for the longest time. It was, if you're not mentally ready, physically, emotionally, and financially, you will drown.
You got an answer when?
The 9th of March. So the 9th of March. So I work with Kamukhelo and Portia, right?
Mm.
So in the office,
women,
like we do work with men, but in the women, Oksalayo, majority black women, and we are unapologetic. So we go out to get something, and so I'm driving, and Portia reads this email. I'm like, yo, mama, let me park. So we park again.
Yeah.
We start celebrating. We hoot, we got it. And we were crying. We prayed. It was overwhelming. It's just like so surreal. Like it really, really happened. Yeah.
4 years later.
4 years later. Like
how many meetings?
I lost count. I lost count how many candles we lit. I lost count of the meetings. I lost count of strategic sessions. I lost count of all of that. But you know what's the nicest thing? In a country like ours, that is corruption every day. Dr. Mukwele, no brown envelope, no lobbying of politicians that are behind us, no some secret multimillionaire somewhere that is behind us. This is pure black excellence and pure black excellence from ordinary, unknown South Africans. So it's like, you know, we have our shareholders, the 550 shareholders. I remember when we started, people were like, you know, Ntabeleng, if this bank is owned or it's ran by, then they say the name of this popular Basitsana. You know, if Basitsana, if this bank was ran by Basitsana, it will be up and running now. And we said, no, we need to show that there are black people there out there that are capable, that are skilled, that even others are not even educated, but they have invested in the CFI because they want to see this black bank happening, right? So they're unknown people. If you go to our offices in our boardroom, we have pictures of all our board members. And people that work in there all the time are like, who are these people?
Yeah, yeah.
And the only name you can recognize is Osintikisi Sulu's name because she's the chairperson of the board, right? The rest of the people, it's unknown people. Before I registered the CFI and I was in the media, I was an unknown person.
Yeah.
How were they going to know that an ordinary young black woman
can do it?
Can do it if we only use known faces and known names.
Then it makes sense why you chose Lira then.
Ah, that's my jam. Something I'm going to start inside. Crying.
So strong. She asked for it and she's here for it. After the break, you're going to hear it. So is this the, should I say, the mantra that kept you going?
Yes, yes, yes. Like, it's so strong, right, that even if I wanted to stop, I can't. When I started, I said, I believe I'm a born entrepreneur. I think this is a God-given gift.
Yes.
I believe I'm chosen to do what I'm doing now.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's not just belief. It's the sequence of events that happened that
even
I go back.
Raised.
I'm like, yeah, and what I studied, when I did my master's in entrepreneurship at Wits, my thesis was on development finance institutions, how to identify business opportunities.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know why.
Yes.
Honestly don't know why I did that, but... Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense now why I studied that.
Wonderful.
So it's when we celebrated, when we first launched the CFI, we played it. It was our mantra song.
Good.
When we celebrated 10 years in business in 2019,
yes.
It was, you know, it's that song.
Yeah.
Hopefully Lira is listening that when we launch the bank officially, I would love for her to perform it live.
Just say and then we'll make it happen.
this
is Kaya. We are the station that made you listen to music.
Thank you. Hello. Okay.
Just say when.
When we launch the bank officially, Tukopa Lira performing the song live.
Done.
Thank
done.
You.
Just when? For date.
Yeah.
Then we'll speak to Lira.
Yes.
And it must happen.
Thank you.
And I can even see the first ad.
Yes.
But let's talk about the stuff that I think we are curious about.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like this media statement you released yesterday saying that this, you're doing your last interviews now, wrapping this up because you need to start working.
Yes.
You were given what, a year?
12 months, yes. So the Reserve Bank gives what is called a Section 11-1 to say we're now authorizing you to establish a bank.
Okay.
And we give you 12 months.
Okay.
So what that means is that in these 12 months, we need to put systems together.
Mm-hmm.
Our bank is a digital bank.
Yes.
So we will not have branches and brick and mortar, but we will have presence in different provinces. Mm-hmm. Our head office will be here in Gauteng.
Mm-hmm.
So we put systems in place. You need to raise capital.
Mm-hmm.
So because our proposition was we want the majority, especially the black women, to own it. On the 1st of June, we're going to open up. 1st of June 2021.
Okay.
we're going to open up to the public to join us and buy shares.
Yes.
So we know that it will start from 1,000 rand.
Yes.
We just don't know the other details because the Reserve Bank must still approve the process.
Okay.
So we know that. So we're saying the 1st of June so that people can start planning,
yes.
Start saving. It will start from 1,000 rand to whatever amount of money that you have from the 1st of June. Another thing that we always get asked, you know, the beauty of such a network is parents have invested for their kids,
yes.
6 months old, so there's no age limit.
Okay.
I remember, may her soul rest in peace, Dr. Thandi Ndlovu, who was also one of our shareholders.
My aunt.
Really?
You're talking family there.
Oh, yes, you were there at her funeral. You were the MC, right?
Yes.
Ah, okay, so she's your aunt.
Yeah.
She's family. Okay, she supported us.
Wonderful. Yeah.
So Dr. T, I mean, at her age, she recruited, you know, women and men her age. She was an advocate for us to say, we need this bank, you know.
Yeah.
She would call me on Sundays and Tabile, I have people here that I'm recruiting. I'm like, Dr. T, it's Sunday. Hey, Patong, you're going to sleep when you are dead.
Thank you.
Get your laptop, let's get going. And I'm like, and I would go and work, you know. So we have people like that that are older, much older. I mean, we have Ntate Mashego, who had investment go the other commercial banks. You know, Ntate Mashego does not have a car, but he went and took his investments from the commercial banks, came to our offices and said, ladies, I'm supporting this black bank. Here's my money, right? I'm investing my money here. Kintate, I have grandkids, I have kids, but I'm investing here. So it's people like that that are older, that understand. We have young people that understand. You know, we have people that we never even thought you'd get a call and somebody says, I'm a truck driver. Kilimame, it's a radio.
Yeah.
I don't even have this email address story that you're talking about.
Yes.
How do I do this? You know?
Yes.
And we'll tell him, okay, can you post song here? You know, your forms and what things like that. So we're not excluding anybody. We
A mutual bank for those
who So right now we're regulated, and so in South Africa there are three levels of banking. It's the Cooperative Banks Act, which means the stock fell, you can only offer your products to your members only. So if you have a contract, we can't service you because you are not a member yet, right? Then you have a mutual bank. A mutual bank is a mini commercial bank, which the minimum requirement is 10 million rand. It's literally owned by the depositors. So now when we say we are opening up for people to join us,
your
bank shares and you're going to be a deposit. So you're owning it. So it's owned by the depositors themselves.
Yeah.
But that allows us to then service whoever, right? Then you have your commercial banks as we know them.
Yes.
Like all of us know the commercial banks, there is 250 million. So the mutual bank allows us to service whoever that walks through our doors. Whereas here we were restricted.
Now, are there restrictions in terms of who should be your members?
No. So none whatsoever. So we have already have shareholders from Lesotho, Botswana, Swaziland, you know, that say we want to be a part of this. So we have no restrictions whatsoever.
When are you opening up?
The 1st of June, we open it up for people to then join us at the Young Women in Business Network, buy shares. By then, we would have communicated how much, what does it mean, and all of that before the 1st of June. So we are talking to different distribution channels to make it easier for us to
access,
people to
So where do we go for more information or to keep tabs? Or
we will, So we're going to, on our website, we'll update it so that everything is updated on our social media. And hopefully also on, hopefully you invite us and ask us again
when
we are ready for it.
You are home.
This is my home.
This is home.
Like Mamela. I'm like.
So that announcement, I'm actually committing Gugumfepi.
Yes.
Our business lady. I mean, that's who we look up to.
Yes.
To be the one to guide us through that process.
Yes.
And I think she'll be the one who will be happy to do that. So that platform is available.
Thank you.
We also make a promise that you and Lira will be contacted when you do, you know, launch. Ours today was, let's bring you in to celebrate you.
Thank you.
And not only celebrate you, but also, you know, spread that message that you want it, go get it.
Yes.
Yeah. So we want to say to you, you're on the right path. We celebrate you,
Thank
African
you.
Child. Keep shining.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And by the way, ask for it, it shall happen. You tweeted it and here it is.
Like, you're my guy.
Thank you.
The best tea in the city. Every Monday to Thursday from 9 to 12 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.